Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly today, Mr. Bradley Dean. With that said, friends, we have my friend Matt Truella jumping online talking about divine interposition, the lesser magistrates. It's time to get to know your sheriffs, friends, to say the least. Here, I want to show you something real quick. We're just going to go ahead and kick it off. Check this out, friends. Is this rather bizarre?
Hence, we are quite focused on communicating directly with those people. Hence, our special guest today about why it's important to get vaccinated, why these vaccines are safe, why they can still kill you even if you are under the age of 27. We need to be clear and direct about our messaging.
Do you think that she meant to say that they're still able to kill you? And I'm laughing, friends, because this is a prime example of, in her confusion, she blurted out the truth. She was not supposed to say that, friends, but she did. I also want you to understand that, well, do I need to explain this to you, friends, that now you understand what foreigners feel like when they don't submit to the American government, because you yourselves are now beginning to experience it, friends, and it should show you how dangerous our government is acting, especially upon its own constituents, friends, and that should be worrisome concerning everybody that's listening to this show today. I also want to show you another video. This one's really bizarre, but it's important for you to see before we pull up my friend after the first hard break. This is the COVID-19 authorities caught lying on camera. This is in England, friends, where tyranny is beginning to reign, and we need to pay attention to what's going on, because if we don't stop this now, it's going to be at our front door. Check this out. Check this out, friends.
So when were you told a fatality happened? Because the man that was, the homeless man that we are told that just died, we've just seen the police take him away to the hospital. I'm filming this now. The police were just, you're in your community area, my building, and you're lying to us, spreading fear, telling us that this man died, and he's just been down there and saw that he has...
So in other words, what she's saying, friends, really quick, a quick download, an individual that they just seen in the hallway shortly before these people came in, she's seen him alive, and interestingly enough, the man disappeared. These guys come in with all their suits on, trying to scare everybody else into submission, and they're handing out letters stating that the man is dead. Now listen carefully to the details of this conversation and as to how it rolls out here.
He is not dead. He has just been taken to the hospital by the police. He spoke to both the police and the homeless man. That man was a bit drunk. He asked him if he was okay, and he was fine. This was 5 to 10 minutes ago, and now you're coming up here spreading lies and fear and telling me this man is dead, and he is not dead. This man is not dead. Take them letters.
Remember, everybody's dying from COVID, right?
He's not dead. I've been feeding that man.
Wait.
He's lying.
Neither you can can you stop putting that? No, wait. We can't you stop putting that on because he's not dead.
Until you find out if this man's really dead and prove that, then you need to stop putting these letters on there.
Can I ask?
The letters they're handing out are stating that this man's dead when he's not.
You're from one house, and can I ask your name? When they put a letter onto your door saying the man's dead, he's not dead, he's fine. The man is absolutely fine. The man's fine. He's putting letters onto our door saying the man's dead. The man's not dead. He just saw him 5 minutes ago being taken by the police. Now, these are coming here in their little suits telling us this man's dead, and this man is not dead. We have just seen the police take him to the hospital 5 minutes ago. You are liars. You are spreading fear for no reason.
No one
died in this building today. Nobody died.
Can you let us respond?
Yeah, I have let you respond, and you stood there and lied. You have?
Can you stop?
Okay, no. You're in my building, outside my door, causing fear amongst my community. Okay, go on. So show me who died.
Okay.
It's legal. I'm illegally allowed.
Can you speak, please?
Go for it. Go on. I did.
Can you stop filming this?
No, go on.
They want her to quit filming this.
I can film. Go on. I'd like the answer.
See, they don't want you to see what they're really doing, friends. Look at these clowns.
When did you get this report? Can I just ask?
About a couple of hours ago.
A couple of hours ago, but we literally saw this man taken away 10 minutes ago, healthy.
No, that's fine. Now that you've told us that, we were going to...
Can I ask who gave you the report that this man was dead?
It's fed from one housing.
So from one housing.
They're just doing their job, they say, friends. No, they're not.
To spread fear amongst... Look at them children in there. And you're spreading fear amongst all of us.
Did you get that, friends? You know, the fact of the matter is they come in not verifying with their own eyes or ears that the man is dead. The people inside of the apartment building, this is in the UK, I believe, see this man just minutes before they came in and started handing out a piece of paper talking about how he just died. Well, the problem is that, first of all, she was filming and she was exposing these useful idiots for who they really were, because they were, as they said, Americans, just doing their job. They were not doing their job. They didn't verify the facts. They're just doing what they're told to do. And what are they doing? Spreading misinformation and spreading fear. Now, what begs the question here, at least for me, friends, is the fact that why would they be handing out pieces of paper stating that the man's dead already? What happened to that man, in fact? Is this what's happening across the globe, friends? People are disappearing, and then they're given letters that these people died from COVID-19. What's happening between the facts of the matter and them actually spreading this misinformation by handing out a piece of paper stating that they're dead? Are they, well, you can say this is crazy, but it's speculation. But in fact, if we look at history, are they taking care of these people? Are they putting these people down so they can verify the fact that these people really died? And of course, friends, as you well know, the narrative is anybody that dies today, they're all dying from COVID, and they're not giving you the facts of the matter that in many cases, more than not, they're actually dying from the vaccination. Don't ask me, just ask Jan Psaki, who just blurted the truth out in her confusion. Folks, we're going to have Matt Troella on with us. Just preached at his church on Sunday. He's going to be talking about divine interposition and the doctrine of lesser magistrates. It's time for you to get to know your local representatives. You need to begin to speak with your local representatives and educate them as to what's taking place. Friends, what's happening is their narrative is backfired long ago, and this is why you're seeing totalitarian methods being pushed forward harder and harder on the people on a global scale. This means they're getting scared, friends, because the people are beginning to communicate one with another. Again, we're going to have my friend Matt Troella up online talking about the divine interposition, divine law, Trump's human laws, and I'm going to let him explain what it is that we need to hear in America today. Not a better time for this. We're going to take a break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back again after this hard break.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, in heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. And by the way, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. Go to the top of the page, friends, Sons of Liberty Radio. Click onto that. That is our Rumble page that we have to rebuild because YouTube unlawfully took down our page. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Subscribe. Subscribe. Go to the right side of the page. You'll see the morning show with Tim Brown, the afternoon show with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Also find over there, 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. There is no truth in them. John 8:44. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there, top left side. My friend Michael Roach's page, beforeitsnews.com. And by the way, friends, before I pull up Matt Truella, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, said Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. Friends, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, Article 4, Section 4, Exodus 18:25. And if we would like to return to understanding what it is that our forefathers established, then let's get back to those two forms of doctrine bestowed upon us. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history, 244 years later, and here we are. Let's get over to the divine interposition. Divine law trumps human law. I'm going to pull up Matt Truella, who's been the pastor of Mercy Seat Church in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for 31 years. Whoa, I did not know this. He also graduated with honors from Valley Forge Christian College, located in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, in 1987 with a Bachelor of Science in Theology. He also married a beautiful woman named Clara Tolnea in 1981, and they have 11 children together, friends, 6 daughters and 5 sons, and they also have 23 grandchildren. I kid you negative. I mean, you want to talk about the seed of Abraham, friends, you got to hang out with Matt and family, no question about it. He's also lectured at hundreds of Christian and political gatherings and has been a guest on hundreds of radio shows as well as television shows. He's also been invited to speak with 11 different state legislatures as well as sheriffs and attorney generals, lieutenant governors, and governor's men. Amen. Well, welcome to the show, Matt Truella. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Bradley. Good
yes.
to be here.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty good intro, wasn't it?
It was really good.
Did you think
Thank
I did a pretty
you.
Good job? I mean, am I doing okay, you think?
You're doing good.
Thank you. I totally appreciate that. Now, Matt, I do want to get down to the nitty-gritty because I was just highlighting what's going on in this country. I mean, we just had Jan Psaki, you know, a representative for the treasonous Joe Biden, who had just talked about the vaccinations and, as they call them, their experimental injections, as we all well know, which contradicts Scripture every step of the way, Leviticus 17:11, as well as Leviticus 19:19. Now, with that said, she talked about how they save lives, and then she blurted out in her confusion how it also kills people. And then I went over to the UK to show the people on the show here, broadcasting into 153 cities across the country, as well as 53 countries. And what's interesting to note is we're seeing how they're spreading fear and misinformation. And there's not a better time than right now to get to know or to take the time to get to know our representatives. Namely, in my particular situation, and hopefully everybody else's out there, their sheriffs. Why is it so important for us to begin to understand and take the time to get to know our sheriffs?
Well, because our country's in a state of lawlessness, and it's coming from the highest quarters, and it's been working its way down. Most people have figured out the federal government is their enemy. Most people have figured out, since all this COVID nonsense has gone on, that their own state legislatures and their own governors are their enemy. And so people are getting busy at the county and local level. And it's good to see, Bradley. I mean, I've told people for decades now, get your eyes off D.C. Get out of that little hamster wheel of who's going to be the president, who's going to put in the Supreme Court justices, that four-year paradigm that people in the conservatives are still following that nonsense even now while their country's falling apart at a rapid rate. So people are realizing they must gather to their county and local officials and demand that they do their duty and interpose against the evil being done by both the federal government and their own state governments.
Well, amen. And you wrote a book called Interposition and the Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. Why don't you go ahead and share with us as to what that means from start to finish concerning the time allotted today?
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, the subtitle of the book is A Proper Resistance to Tyranny and a Repudiation of Unlimited Obedience to Civil Government. And the Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates simply is that when the higher-ranking civil authority makes unjust or immoral law, policy, or court opinion, the lower or lesser ranking civil authority has both the God-given right and duty not to obey the superior authority and, if necessary, to actively resist. So when they make immoral, unjust, or unconstitutional decrees, that it's not the duty of the lesser magistrates to aid and abet the tyrants in their evil. Their duty is interposition. And so in my book, I show from the Word of God and I show from history how this is true and how men have practiced it over time. Even in non-Christian, non-Jewish countries, men are showing it's natural to man. They understand. Even a quote that I use often is by Emperor Trajan. And he was giving a sword to one of his subordinates. And upon giving him the sword, he said, use this sword against my enemies if I give righteous commands. But if I give unrighteous commands, use it against me.
Amen.
That's the doctrine in a nutshell. John Knox wrote the foremost treatise on the doctrine of lesser magistrate ever in 1558 in his appellation to the nobles of Scotland. The nobles were the lesser magistrates of that day. He cites over 70 passages of Scripture to show that this doctrine is found in the Word of God.
It does. And obviously, people are confused by that today, Matt, because they've gotten a false teaching from the biblical illiterates, the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, concerning that of Romans 13. They have it completely upside down and backwards, Isaiah 59. If they would take the time to keep Scripture in context, they could go to Romans 12:21, because that is the church's job, is to deal with the evil. And nowhere in Scripture can you find, from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, where it says that we're supposed to disobey God in obedience to tyrants. And that's pretty simple to understand, is it not?
Absolutely. Romans 13 does nowhere does Romans 13 say that we're always to obey the civil authorities. And like you just said, there isn't one verse in the entire Bible that says we're always to obey the civil authorities. In fact, the Scripture has example after example after example where the people of God didn't obey the civil authorities when they made law, which was contrary to the law and word of God, or exceeded, you know, their lawful authority and purpose regarding civil government.
Yeah.
So it's a massive mistake that's been perpetrated upon the Christian people in this country, this idea that we're always to obey. So in my book, I actually do an appendix on Romans 13. I kept it at 14 pages, so you don't have to read 300 pages. You know, it's distilled down, so you can just hammer back at those who try to tell you that you're always to obey the civil authorities. Also, we made a little 7-minute animated video, which is right at our website, defytyrants.com, right on the homepage, right on the beginning. You can click on that 7-minute video, defytyrants.com. Also, the appendix in my book is right there at defytyrants.com. And people can use that to, you know, in their social media discourse, to send it to family, friends, other believers. Whenever they see this nonsense of we're always supposed to obey, come up. And once people see what I've written regarding Romans 13 and see the proper context and what is said there, they eschew that whole belief. They see it for the nonsense that it is.
If they would read the Bible, it's clear. I mean, you know, we always hear this story of Moses and being the meekest man alive. And I was just talking about this in your church, Matt. And it's worse sold that, you know, he was meek and, you know, he's this a little effeminate pansy, you know, because that's the picture that's been painted of Christians. And they're walking around with pink booties on and slapping sheep on the backside, telling them the world and telling everybody in the world everything is okay. When in fact, Moses, the meekest man alive, power under control, God's control, was commanded by God to confront the Pharaoh in commanding and demanding that he let his people go. And where people get off on, we're just supposed to submit. I just, for the life of me, when I read the Word of God, the only thing and the only conclusion that I can come to, Matt, is the fact that they haven't taken the time to read the Bible for themselves.
Exactly. And it's great that you brought up Moses, because even his life has example of that. And by the way, thank you for speaking at our church this past Sunday.
Amen.
It was excellent. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
But, you know, you look at Exodus chapter 2.
There. Matt, I'm going to take a hard break really quick,
sure.
And I'm going to pull you back up on the other side. Folks, we're talking to Matt Truella, and he is the author of Divine Interposition, and we are talking about that right now. And I strongly suggest that you keep your ears on and your eyes on. And, folks, take heed to what Matt's sharing with us even now, friends. We got to get busy. We got to get involved, and we got to take the time to know our lesser magistrates. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is trashing the latest spending plan put forth by Democrats.
It's a wild spending taxing spree, completely inappropriate for the country.
The measure agreed to by Democrats this week is worth $3.5 trillion. The Kentucky Republican saying the country is already dealing with the effects of inflation, and he pledged there won't be any Republican support for the measure. President Biden says monthly payments under the expanded child tax credit will start going out today.
It's historic, and it's our effort to make another giant step toward ending child poverty in America.
Funding for the payments was included in COVID-19 legislation that Congress passed back in March. Roughly 39 million households will get the credit automatically on the 15th of every month through the end of the year. USA Radio News. Special Operations Forces are ready to begin clinical trials on a pill that may inhibit or reduce some of the effects of aging and injury.
It's all part of the military's effort for improved human performance that will delay aging, but it also prevents onset to injury. Navy Commander Tim Hawkins tells us the pill could enhance mission readiness.
Essentially, we're working with leading industry partners and clinical research institutions to develop a nutraceutical in the form of a pill that is suitable for a variety of uses by both civilians and military members.
This anti-aging pill could one day improve performance characteristics that typically decline as we grow older. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Trump is meeting with California Congressman and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Thursday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We have our friend Matt Truella. He is the preacher over in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who has taken a hard stand against tyranny all across this country. And I praise God for him and his brood. And I say that with all due respect. Folks, these people that I have on the radio are people that are in the culture war. They understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Now, with that said, Matt, I'm curious to know, do you have a website that you would like to drive people over to at this time?
Yeah, we have a website called DefyTyrants.com. DefyTyrants.com. We also have we put out a lot of videos, and we have a channel at YouTube, Defy Tyrants. We also have it at Rumble, Defy Tyrants, and we also have it at Gab TV, Defy Tyrants.
Amen. Any issues with YouTube now that you're bringing that up?
I've had some of my sermons censored. I have a YouTube channel where our sermons are, including yours from last week. It's Matt Truella. That's the channel, Matt Truella. And so they've censored some of my sermons dealing with, like, one, the last one was The Shot and the Tyranny of Man, which once it got to about 6,000 views in 36 hours, they took down. But people put it other places, and I've found over 45,000 listens and views just on the platforms I've been able to find. So people got around that.
Isn't that something? I mean, the tyrants don't understand Exodus 1. The more that the Pharaoh afflicted the children of Israel, God's people, the more they multiplied. In today's terms, let their cruelty swell our ranks, because they are. And I praise God for it, man. And I truly do. And I I don't mean to be so complimentary with you, Matt, but I was so impressed with what I seen concerning the blessing of the Lord in a man's life. I was dumbfounded. I think my family was all the way through as well. But just your willing to take a stand shows us the Lord's willingness to bless that man. And if you look at Abraham, because he would keep the judgments of God, the Lord said we need to share with him the information as to what's coming, because we know that he will keep the judgments and righteousness of God. And because he understood what real peace was, which was found in righteousness, Isaiah 51 verse 4. And there's very far and few between that really understand that. But without Absolutely. Being so complimentary, I do mean what I say. It's hard for me to say it, but when I say it, I hope you understand I'm really stepping out and throwing my heart out there and saying, hey man, I don't do this all the time. This isn't what I do, but I got to let you know. And you just happen to be one of those guys, Matt, in so many different ways, and I appreciate you.
Hey, thank you so much. And family is big, both to me and my wife, Clara. You know, I come from a broken home. My parents were divorced when I was 11. My dad left Christmas Eve when I was 11 years old. And we come from a long line of illegitimacy and bad behavior, prison, and everything else in our family, in my family line. Christ broke all that.
Amen.
And radically transformed my life. And so we have 11 children. And I think when you have a lot of children, one of the things you realize is we have to be engaged in the culture war. We have to be involved regarding the civil magistrates, the civil authorities, because we can't just sit by and allow the evil that's gone on to go on. You know, our founders, Bradley, when they were, you know, setting up this country, they had this priority system of God, country, family. Nowadays, Christians don't even include country in their priority system. It's kind of like God, family, church, business. And so some people are like, well, why did they put the country before family in their priority system? And here's why. They understood that if the country was sound, their family was safe.
Amen.
And because Christian men have abandoned the realm of civil government, and it is a mission field. That's how long it's been abandoned. It is a mission field for Christians to go there and engage the magistrates and instruct them in the law and word of God so they know their duty in the sight of Christ. It's because they have abandoned that, wicked men have filled the void. And now
That's
they've
right.
made their worldview law, policy, and court opinion. And good has become evil, evil's become good. And we're at war with it. Those who say we lost the culture war, and I hear that from Christians all the time. Let me tell you, the culture war is never over. It's never lost. And if you ignore it, one day it comes up and knocks on your door. Just ask Lot.
Yep.
So you have to be engaged for Christ in the earth, in every area of life, because his word and law is applicable to every area of life, including civil government matters.
Absolutely, it is. God ordained the institution of government, which, by the way, what I heard was Amos 3, during the latter part of what you just made statement on, and prior to that, I also heard Isaiah 5:20, putting darkness for light and light for darkness. I have you for 8 minutes, and what I want to ask you is, what is the objective standard whereby we measure the laws of men? This is important for people to understand.
Yes, it is the law of God. And the law of God was the objective standard for all of Western civilization for well over 1,500 years. It's the standard by which we judge whether a law is just or unjust, whether it's moral or immoral, whether it's good or bad. All men and all governments of men are accountable to the law of God. And it doesn't matter, Bradley, if you read Alfred the Great back in the 9th century, or read John of Salisbury in the 12th century, or read William Blackstone, mm-hmm. who was the most cited legal scholar by America's founders in the 18th century, they all declared that the law of God was the higher law to which all men and all governments of men were accountable. That didn't mean things were perfect, because anything man's involved in is never perfect. But what it did mean is that when man went off course, there was always an objective standard to which men could point, to call men to reform, to call men to repair and to repentance in order to make things right. That's all been lost on us now. The state has thrown the law of God under the bus. The church has thrown the law of God under the bus. And that's having massive bad consequences in our land. But William Blackstone made it clear any law contrary to the law of God is to be resisted.
Exactly.
Christian men always believe this. And so it's extremely important that we understand what the objective standard is.
Well, you know, Matt, it's interesting because I've been into the Capitol in the state of Minnesota here, and you go into the Supreme Court, and you look at the seats of the injustices here in the state of Minnesota. That's what they are. It's interesting to note there's a big, huge mural of Moses awaiting the divine law. When you turn around and walk outside the door, John Locke is right there, and he stated, where the law ends, tyranny begins. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. Common sense comes into play. Two more minutes I have you for, Matt. What is the reasoning for you falling subject to the attack of the useful idiots in the mainstream media right now across the country? I'm curious.
Oh, for simply speaking out against the tyranny that they're building through this whole COVID nonsense. You know, I was just on the front page again last week over in the Cincinnati newspaper, whatever the name of it is over there. And, you know, they're taking a speech that I did here to a local municipality called Brookfield here in the Milwaukee area, where I made it clear. I said, tyranny is built plank by plank. You know, it wasn't like the Jews were just called down to the railroad station one day and were told to get on the boxcars. No, first they were told you can't sit on a public bench. Then they were told another thing. That's how tyranny is built. If you say, oh, it's just a mask. Oh, it's just this. Oh, it's just that. You're helping the tyrants build their tyranny. When you see evil, you can smell it, and you have to resist it immediately. So the media took all that, of course, and what they did is, you know, said that I'm an anti-Semite, you know, because I said something about Jewish people, which was actually a good example from history of how tyranny works.
Well, you're a Christian, Matt. You're a Christian, right? And Jesus is Jewish, right? I mean, I just want to make clear that people understand and don't get confused by the mainstream media that they say that they don't believe in. I didn't mean to cut you off. You can finish that point.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. In fact, what we did is we made a little five-minute video. They go to our Defy Tyrants channel, YouTube, Defy Tyrants channel. We made a little five-minute video, 7 minutes, whatever it is, showing what I said exactly, showing it could speak for 3 minutes, and how the media distorted it. Because what they do with that, Bradley, is they want to put fear in people's hearts. You don't want to be the next guy we misrepresent and malign and lie about. Keep your mouth shut and mind your own business. That's why the media does that to people.
That's exactly right. And here's the other thing, Matt, you might want to consider if they are misconstruing your message in part, see if there's defamation, see if there's malicious intent, because that is actionable. That is cause for actionable cause concerning the situation, if that's in fact what they're doing, because they have gotten away with their crimes far too long. The American people in this country believe for some reason or another, freedom of speech means you can lie and you can defame and you can put a jihad out on people that disagree with you. You can blacken their personalities. Americans, you are sadly mistaken. The mainstream media and their useful idiots need to be lawfully held accountable for their crimes against we the people that are in fact standing on the side of the law, not against the law. Put that up against 1 Kings 18. I have you again. I kind of jumped the gun. I thought I had you for two more minutes. I do now have you for two more minutes. How do you want to end out the portion with you on it, Matt, as to what you would want to tell the American people and how it's time for them to get involved and understand the lesser magistrates?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think repentance is first and foremost. Something you said at our church this past Sunday was so spot on, Bradley, and that is our backs are against the wall. And our backs are going to continue to be pressed against the wall, and that's a goodness from Christ for us because he will reform his bride. He will purify her. She's been acting like an apostate whore for decades here in America, and it needs to change. And when this pressure comes, he's using the tyrants for his purpose in order to purify his church.
That's
to bring repentance to her. And that means then you do something. Fruits of repentance, you must engage the tyrants. You must speak against them. You must act against them. You must look to Christ to give you the courage and the bravery in order to go and address them at public meetings.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Thank you, Matt Truella.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just wanted to let you know really quick, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That will show you who we are, what it is that we do, and what we have done, and what we are doing. We're going to be in Michigan next week. We've got, I believe, 7 dates set up in a short week. Yes, it's one thing after another, but we praise God for being spent, given the opportunity that we've been found faithful, being put in the ministry, and we are going to continuously live out our days in the process of what it is that God has commanded us, and we respond out of love because of gratitude for what Jesus Christ did for us on Calvary. And don't forget, friends, we are a blood-bought people, both in the natural and in the spiritual, and we are called to live unto them who died for us, 2 Corinthians 5:15. We just got cut off from Matt Truella, Lesser Magistrates, teaching the doctrine of that, of the lesser magistrates. And if you want to go over to jump over to his website, it's called DefyTyrants.com. DefyTyrants.com. Friends, I got to tell you, this was my second opportunity to do an event with Matt. He was one of the speakers at the Wisconsin Constitution Party. And what Matt does is he brings in to the living room the issues that need to be dealt with, and he kicks out the issues that don't need to be in the living room. And he goes right for the heart, the same thing that we do here in a different way. There's different gifting here, too, friends, no question about it. But if you want to check out his website, DefyTyrants.com, DefyTyrants.com, tyrants.com. It's super easy to understand concerning this content. He gives you the history. He gives you the foundational doctrines. And, folks, we need to apply it, because if we don't apply it, we're going to lose it. And I'm talking about fighting our... fighting for our God-given rights, because our rights come from God. They come not from the state. And keep in mind, God gave that institution of government for a purpose. It is a blessed purpose. And when you look at government as acting outside of their scope of authority, as you do today, that is not a blessed purpose, friends. That's where you begin to understand what tyrants act like, what tyrants look like, what they do, and so on and so forth. And they must be lawfully dealt with, because I'm here to remind you, as was Matt on the program today, that they are not above the law, friends. I don't know where the American people believe that they are above the law. They are not. I wanted to give you this quote by William Blackstone, Commentaries on the Laws of England in 1766, one of the guys that Matt actually talked about, and it was this. He said, upon these foundations, the law of nature and the law of revelation, which it also talks about in the Declaration of Independence, depend all human laws. That is to say, no human laws should be suffered to contradict these that God has bestowed. Obviously, can anybody, if you want to call in and set me straight, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Can anybody show me where sinners prosper? Sin is the transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, put up against Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Can anybody show me where sinners prosper? Show me, I'm asking, where men prosper outside of God's will, outside of God's commands. Because the Bible tells us in Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned. Folks, the Lord gave his moral law. Make distinction between moral law and ceremonial law. Don't get them mixed up, because you'll get confused, okay? Jesus never came into the world to abrogate or to amend the moral law of God. He came in to fulfill it. Romans 3:31, Matthew 5, Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, Hebrews 8:10, and Hebrews 10:7 as well. It's all there. Okay? How many times did Jesus say, what does the law say? What does the law say to you? Right? And he constantly used the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, that they may be justified by faith. Galatians 3:24. I just want to know what it is that people don't understand. God did not give his law because he hates us. God gave us his law because he loves us. And what is the fulfilling of the law? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you don't want me, friends, to steal, then don't steal from me. If you don't want me to kill, then don't kill. If you don't want me to lie, then don't lie. And keep in mind, we're supposed to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And until we have that love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, Romans 5:5, Matthew 22, verse 37, how are you going to love your brothers? 1 John 5:2 comes to my aid. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Okay? Nowhere can you find in Scripture Jesus Christ violating God's moral law. So don't sit there and use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Don't sit there and say, well, you know, we're all sinners saved by grace. Yes, we are. But what does that grace do? In understanding real grace, people say, well, what does grace do? Well, look at Satan's former henchmen. Look at Satan's former minions. I'm one of them. Man, you know what? My story is not about how bad I was, how much sin I committed. The glory of grace is revealed in the fact of what Jesus Christ took me out of. He comes in the world to deliver his people from their sins, not that men might stay in their sins. So if you want to see grace glorified, then look what Jesus has done with former sinners. He's glorified in David. He's glorified in Moses. He's glorified in Gideon. He's glorified in them 12 stinky fishermen, right? The apostles. And I say that as a man, but in part it was true. Okay? It's not about how bad I was. No, it's about how good Jesus Christ is. And when we begin to act just like him, he's glorified through that. We're to emulate Jesus Christ. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. He didn't say, no, go ahead and find excuses as to why you're not like me. Find an excuse, Americans. Find an excuse to overcome, because Scripture is clear. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4, right? Romans 8:37 comes to my aid. And what does it tell us, friends? We are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. Find an excuse to overcome. Find an excuse to win in Jesus Christ. That's how he's glorified. And really what it comes down to, where your treasure is, there is your heart also. It really comes down to, what do you love more and who do you love more? Because if you love him more out of gratitude, which is the mother of holiness, as to why you serve him, guess what? You're not going to look for an excuse to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. You're going to look for an excuse to not offend him. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not offend him. And Scripture comes to my aid when I think of Romans 12, where it talks about verse 2, that we're to be conformed not to the world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. By the word of God. And why is that? Because Jesus said in John 7:17 that we're to first know the doctrine before or right after he said, deny yourself and follow me. And then he tells us in the book of Timothy, he said, study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I just talked to Artur Pavlovsky yesterday. He was the preacher that's being harassed by the Canadian government, by that femme they called the prime minister that worships Allah. And he has refused to bow the knee in the face of tyranny throughout this whole pandemic because he knows it's all garbage. James Coates is out there in Canada dealing with the same thing. America, he told me yesterday on the phone that he's facing 4 years of prison. And he still has 20 warrants to deal with. Not a one of those 20 warrants are justifiable. Friends, if Pastor Artur in Canada is being threatened or James Coates is being threatened with justice, guess what? According to law, they're not threatened at all. And the fact of the matter is people better make distinction as to who's breaking the law and who is not. And this is what I want to say. I have 1 minute left. When you look to Canada, America, if you don't understand that it's your time to stand up and shine and to be the light that God has called you to be in understanding to whom much is given, much is required, if you don't love it, you're going to lose it. You better look to Canada right now, America, because if you don't understand what me and Matt were talking about today, you can rest assured what's happening in Canada and in France. And in Germany, right now, is going to come to your front door. As a matter of fact, what's happening in Canada, what's happening in France and in Germany, is coming from the directives found in the People's White House in this country. It's coming from the people in this country. And as I started the show off today, friends, I said, now the American people are starting to begin to understand what the foreigners feel like when our government comes after them. Americans, you've given the tyrants a pass far too long. And if you love this country, get to know the Word of God and the Constitution so you might understand who's breaking the law. And I can tell you this right now. It's not James Coates. It's not Artur Pavlovsky. It's not Matt Truella. It's not Bradley Dean. It's not other preachers that are taking a stand, folks, on the behalf of God's Word. It's those that are working against it. We don't need compromisers. We don't need diplomatic magicians in the pulpits anymore or in government. We need people that understand what I just got done sharing with you, as well as Matt Truella. Folks, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.